In wartime, there are celebrity generals like Norman Schwarzkopf, celebrity adversaries like Saddam Hussein, and the men and women who carry out their orders. And at times, they cross paths. Today on Veterans Voices, Air Force veteran Tracy Cooper of Huber Heights shares his story.
I went to Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and I arrived in Tobruk, Saudi Arabia, September the 1st of 1990 for Operation Desert Shield. General Schwarzkopf came to visit. They let us know, because, you know, to make sure we had the jets all cleaned. We used to write things on the fuel tanks. And so the wing commander had us take all the writing off the tanks, you know, because Schwarzkopf's. So I'm standing there, and I had that 33rd Dickey thing you wear, you know. It's like it's got your patch. It goes underneath. It's a scarf, basically. So I'm all starched and sharp, you know, polished boots, standing tall. And he said, "Do you mind if I call you Coop?" Because my last name is Cooper. And I was like, "No, sir, call me anything you want." And he goes, "What was this? Why is there no writing on the fuel tanks?" And I said, "Well, because he told us to take it off." He goes, "Give me your marker." And he said, and Schwarzkopf walked up to my fuel tank and said, "Put this one in your ass, Saddam, General S." What a lot of people, civilians especially, have a hard time understanding is, you know, you might be pretty tight when you're in boot, but when you get out and then you deploy and you go into combat, that brother and sisterhood are a lot more in depth, a lot more bonding. Barry Mueller, we call him Harry. He was a wild man. He's retired. He lives in Italy now. And it was so funny. For some reason, during Desert Shield and Desert Storm, women would send him underwear. And he would tack them up on the wall. I don't know how many pairs he had, but there was a lot, right? And they were showing General Schwarzkopf around, you know, the compound and showing him our rooms. But they went into Harry's room. He had his headset on. And he was in his underwear playing the air guitar on top of his bed with all these women's underwear. And General Schwarzkopf just looked at him and said, "Sergeant, how are you?" And Harry just looked at him and said, "Not good. Not good." He was just, I'll never forget that. That was so funny.
That was Air Force veteran Tracy Cooper. He told his story at WYSO as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices initiative, which visited the Miami Valley last summer. Veterans Voices on WYSO is presented by WritePat Credit Union with additional support from CareSource. This story was edited by Tony Holloway and Will Davis and created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.